Blog Talk Radio.
A good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I have read to you the fourth chapter of Philippians, the fourth through the ninth verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless God tonight. We give him glory tonight for allowing us to come together one more time to lift up the name of Jesus. Bless his name and to hear what the Spirit has is saying to us as his church, as his people. We thank God tonight. We're so sorry that the controls is giving problems, but I believe that it will soon be sorted out. But tonight, we want to thank God for every one of you that has gathered from near and far, wherever you're calling in from, listening in to. You are welcome to this platform tonight in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your word. We praise you, God, for being in the midst of us. We thank you, oh God, that you would, God, release an anointing tonight that would make your word go forth with ease, with clarity, oh God. That your word, God, would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father God, that you would cleanse us by this word tonight, deliver us by this word tonight in the name of Jesus. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And you said, we hide your word in our hearts. We will not sin against you. Bless his name. Glory to God. We declare, hallelujah, tonight, God, that you would release an anointing over this platform to touch the ears of the hearer tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the will of the enemy when we bring every work of darkness to nothing. We neutralize every power of the prince of the air in the name of Jesus. That is a sign, God, to this line. That is a sign to every region and every nation tonight. We neutralize and we send the spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus by the angels of the Lord to defeat you tonight, to pull down every trick, every plot, every plan, every assignment. We declare and we release the blood of Jesus over this platform tonight. We release the blood of Jesus over whom, every ear, every person that is listening in tonight in the name of Jesus. May you be glorified tonight, and may we, your people, be edified through your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless his name tonight. And tonight, we're going to deal with, it is a time of cleansing and repentance in the body of Christ, because there is a lot of things going on. There's a lot of wickedness that is happening not only in the nations, but in the church. A lot of things, hallelujah, that is going on that should not be going on. So this, God spoke to me, and he gave me a vision that I will share with you in a little while about what needs to be cleansed, what is actually going on, if some things are being hidden and God is revealing. And I'm quite sure many of you or some of you might be having dreams, or God may be showing you things in vision about things maybe that is happening in the church and happening in the nation, glory be to God, happening maybe in your own personal life, bless his name. But the hallelujah tonight, the word of glory to Jesus Christ tonight, the word of God over the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry, hallelujah, in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus said the Lord, I remember thee in thy kindness, or in the kindness of thy youth and love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Verse 4 says, hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. And so we're going to deal with families tonight as we hear God is speaking here. We're going to deal with the children tonight as we continue to go on into the message. But in verse 5, it says, thus said the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone forth from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain? Neither say they, where is the Lord, that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness to a land of desert and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no one passed through and no man can dwell. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors died by Baal and walk after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, said the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Shittim and see, and send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Had a nation, glory to God, and I changed their God, which I yet know God, the question God is asking, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not trust, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate, said the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewn them out cistern, which is a well, broken cistern that cannot hold no water. Now in this chapter, the Lord by the prophet called the people of the Jews to repentance and reformation, glory to God. He reproved them for their vain confidence and threatened them with the destruction for their many sins and particularly the idolatry that they were doing. Here a vision that God showed me on last year concerning, bless his name, Jerusalem campground where I worship, the ministry that I'm a part of. In the vision, I was going into the temple to preach. But as I came close to where the temple was, there was an altar set up that was blocking the entrance to the temple. As I tried to get past, I was blocked and stopped by some of the women in the ministry who told me that no one could enter the sanctuary or the temple, bless his name, unless they are cleansed. But what I saw was very disgraceful, and it disturbed me, and it was very embarrassing. They were asking all the women to strip naked and stand on the altar for cleansing, and they were throwing buckets of water on these women. So I was shocked and surprised by what I was seeing. But while this was going on in the open, right in the front of the temple, there were men in the open field, and there were young children that was present also. So I refused to take part in what they were doing, but they refused to let me go through. So I complied with the demands of going upon that altar because I needed to minister the word of God. They were demanding that I strip off my clothes to do a ritual cleansing with water. This was so strange to me. As I stood upon this altar, I became very embarrassed and I felt convicted and knew it was wrong and out of order, so I refused to comply to their demands. I made an excuse to use the bathroom. On my way back, I was turning to go in the temple. Now I was stopped again to ask to get up on this altar before, like I did before. So I wouldn't do it. So what they did is to went and get one of the men. I went up on the altar again, but when I went up, God began to speak to me. He said, what are you doing here? He said, get up off this altar and run for your life as fast as you can. Bless his name. And so as God tell me to run for my life, and he tell me, you don't belong here. Bless the name of the living God. And so when I woke up from the vision, I began to question God on what he was showing me. Well, hallelujah tonight. What he said to me is that there are women in the body of Christ that are doing their own thing, that are walking in disobedience and rebellion to leadership. This includes their own husband sometimes. Hallelujah. they for the men that was present around them. She said to me, they were out there, but it didn't matter to them that they were being disrespectful. And then the young lady, there were some young girls, the adults, young girls, that were watching this. And I was like, Lord, they see the children and the young girls, but it didn't matter. Hallelujah. This happened. And I looked at it. I said, God, this is not a good example. So what he said to me, he said, they used his altar to do detestable and embarrassing things, and not just the women. These women were doing the job of the leader. Hallelujah. They were cleansing by throwing water on other women. God told me these women needed to be cleansed, them other women, that they couldn't see in themselves. Bless the name of the living God. God said this is a time and that nakedness is going to be exposed. He said the lack of this respect is happening in the churches today. So as I sat and thought about this vision, trying to figure out exactly what the revelation of what was happening, God began to speak and told me nakedness represents the stripping and the exposure, glory to God, that is coming to the body of Christ, not only with women, but in general, glory to God. He said the altar that was blocking the path to the temple was meant for repentance and cleansing of the spirits, the souls, the minds of the people. Hallelujah, Jesus, and all these of the women. Hallelujah, hallelujah tonight. He said the women was being unruly and disobedient and rebellion. Glory to God tonight. Those that think that they can do anything and as they feel in the body of how they feel in the body of Christ and get away with it. He said to me, he is cleaning up the temple and his church. Hallelujah. There are too many doing things their way. He has set leadership and rules in his house, but many are not walking in obedience to what he set in place and who he has set in place. He said these are the people that he is exposing, those who are taking authority, and they are not qualified to do so and not instructed to do so. Glory be to God tonight. They have clicked on favoritism that is happening in the house of God. Hallelujah, Jesus tonight. And then we all should be on one accord. We should be a family. This is a time to come together and support leadership and one another. He said to me that this is the time, glory be to God tonight, hallelujah, this is the time and the season where the altar has been contaminated and a lot of compromise and sugarcoating messages is preached. There is now become a business. He said there is no fear or reverence for him and his sanctuary. He said a lot of contaminated people are taking over and making a mess of the sanctuary and the gospel of Jesus Christ that is meant to bring salvation to the souls of men. And many innocent lives are being destroyed because we are in the kingdom age. He has to step in now, glory be to God tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, and clean up everything from the pulpit to the pew to the door. While I was in the vision, God gave me this scripture. He said to me in my vision, in first, it is in Isaiah chapter 1, 16 to 20. He said, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though, hallelujah, tonight, though they be red like crimson, hallelujah, Jesus, they shall be as white as wool. If you be willing and obedient, he said, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord had spoken it. Then he took me to Psalm chapter 37, and from verse 1 to 6, God said, he said to me in the dream, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices from past. And he says, cease from anger and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, bless his name, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Glory be to God. But he said, the meek shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. And you could read the rest of it when you have time. But it's the whole chapter that God has spoken to me in my dream. And I began to read it, hallelujah, when I woke up. Bless his name. Glory be to God. And so God is speaking tonight and saying that he's calling for his people to clean up themselves and get themselves in order from the pulpit to the pew. God spoke to Isaiah and Jeremiah concerning the state of Judah and Jerusalem. And that's what our ministry is called, Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Took me to the book of Jeremiah. And you know that Jeremiah and both Isaiah deal with Jerusalem. And so God spoke to Isaiah and Jeremiah concerning the state of Judah and Jerusalem, his people Israel, and the nation. That their wickedness has reached the nose, glory be to God, of God, hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. Nothing must have changed. If you look, hallelujah, tonight, people of God, as you look around, nothing much has changed. Today in the churches and the nations, it's even worse now, hallelujah, than it was back then. Hallelujah, tonight, the sin of the churches and the nations, God say, has come up before me. This is a time of true, genuine repentance. That what God is saying in this hour, and turning from the distractions and whatever is in our lives that is getting our attention more than God. This is a time for God spoke to me. I'm telling you, he said, this is a time for soul searching, separation, consecration, purification, and deliverance. He said he's looking for that, my God, godly sorrow, that brokenness that brings genuine repentance in the lives of those who are coming before him. He said it's time, glory be to God, to get rid of the form of what might look like God. He said they have a form of godliness, but they are denying my power. And he said it's time to get rid of the form that looks like me. He said this is the hour there seems to be no power in some of the churches, no anointing, no presence, no glory, hallelujah, that is meant to bring healing and deliverance. People are coming and leaving the same way they came. Bless the name of Jesus. Our children is in trouble. I'm telling you, God spoke that the children is in trouble. Satan is after this last generation. Right now in the schools, they are moving or have moved the BC, which my God means before Christ, and the AD, which refers to the year of our Lord. They are making a draft to take out the BC and the AD out of the school's curriculum that deals with religious studies in the school. Those terms will be replaced with religiously renewal languages. There is now discrimination against the BC and the AD calendar. This thing is serious, people of God, which have been widely on a worldwide range. It has been used in every country around the world for over 1,400 years. Glory be to God. They have a headline in the news that says, school are now ditching the BC and the AD in their lessons to avoid offending non-Christians. the traditional term B.C., before Christ, and A.D., which means an anno domini, which means the year of our Lord, are being ditched and replaced by B.C.E., which means before common era, and C.E., which means common era. Bless the name of Jesus. The new term still denotes the period, my God, Jesus' birth. Schools across the country have stopped using the term of B.C. and A.D. and in religious education lessons for the fear of offending non-Christians. Can you hear what is happening tonight? When you look at everything that's going on in this country and other countries around the world, you will notice there is a double standard when it comes to Christianity. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. They always have excuses for removing everything that is that we identify with, that identifies with Jesus Christ and the church. Just like this situation, they claim they ditch the AD and BC and lessons to avoid offending non-Christians. Nobody gets offended, listen to this tonight, when they teach about Zeus, who according to mythology, gave birth to his son from his thigh. On the other hand, if you were to teach about a virgin named Mary giving birth to a child by the name of Jesus Christ, you will get sent or you will get fined. They will remove you because the truth is not of. They will remove you. Why? Because the truth is not about A.D. and B.C. It is the glory to God. We got to know and understand. It is because of the name of Jesus and Christianity that is under the attack of the devil. The real reason, hallelujah, tonight, the reason there is no problem when they read about Zeus is because Zeus is not real. Zeus don't have power. We need to understand it is the agenda that is pushed in America and other nations that is orchestrated by the prince of this world and the agenda to remove God from the nation altogether. Bless the name of Jesus. We need to pray. We really need to pray. We need to pay attention to truth when it is removed from the nation or a place. It opens. We got to realize when truth is removed from your nation and truth is removed from your children and from a city or wherever, it opens the door for the spirit of deception. We just talked about that the other night. People are offended by the term AD and BC, but it's okay for transgender people to teach the children in the schools. Is that okay? And if you were to speak out against it, they will persecute you. There's a door that is being opened, people of God, hallelujah, Jesus, against the innocent children. Hallelujah. Innocent children are caught in the crossfire of what is happening. Because a nation chooses not to obey God, these children are caught in the crossfire. Therefore, they are trying to bring the children in alignment with their ideology. They're trying to teach your child to, my God, believe what they believe. They are trying to shape your child around their world and around something they call right. In other words, they are telling children this is right because we believe it is right. And this is wrong because we said it is wrong. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The school has become a breeding ground for ungodly individuals. They're teaching ideology that are detrimental to the development, my God, of these children. They are, my God, tonight are working overtime to condition the children's mind so when they get older, they will know the difference between right and wrong. In other words, they'll believe anything that the world is calling right today. Glory to God. They won't fight against anything. They won't stand against anything because at a young age, they were conditioned to believe the agendas of the world is deeper than A and B. sorry, there's AD and BC. It is all about the agenda. And if we as believers sit on the sideline and say nothing and do nothing, we fail the children and we fail God miserably. We are in a spiritual warfare, so we need to watch and pray like never before and make sure we cover our homes in prayer. We have to make sure, cover ourselves and children with the blood of Jesus and always anoint these children and pray over them before they leave. Glory be to God, the house. Make sure, hallelujah, you're speaking the word of faith over your children. Speak blessings over your children. Speak life over your children. We're living in a time of great rebellion and delusions where people are being deceived on every side. Jeremiah was known as a weeping, hallelujah, prophet. His grief and tears was because of the sin that was happening in the nation. Bless the Lord tonight. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1 says, "Oh, that my eyes were water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my children. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave, glory be to God, my people, and go from them, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men." Jeremiah was grieved. Are we grieving about the sin that is happening in the nation? Are we grieving at the sin that is happening in the schools? Glory to God. Verse 3 says, "And they bend their tongues like bows to lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth." Hallelujah, Jesus. "For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, said the Lord." And so as we look through, it's being cast down, and evil is intensifying. And God is saying tonight, they do not know him. Verse 5 says, "And they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth." Hallelujah, tonight they have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know me. Glory be to God, says the Lord. So therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for what shall I do for the daughters of my people? And that's the question. He said their tongue is an arrow shut out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lieth in wait. And so God said, some people are pretending as if they like you. They're sending you with their mouth, but in their heart they know they cannot stand you. And he said, these people, they're speaking a lot of lies, and you have this happening in the body of Christ. They speak into you, but they don't care to speak to you. Some of them, you have to talk to them twice before they open their mouth to say hi. He said in verse 9, "Shall I not visit them for these things, said the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?" God says, shouldn't I take vengeance on the nations that are doing these things? "For the mountains will I take up a weeping." Jeremiah says tonight, "For the mountains I will take up a weeping and a wailing for the inhabitants of the wilderness." And he said, "A lamentation, because they are burned up so that none can pass through them." And so now he's talking about the earth that is being burned up. Can we look around and see the fire just raging and burning up things? He said, "Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle." The cattle are dying. The cattle are being burned up. The fishes are dying. And so the word of God is showing us here through Jeremiah what is happening right now in our time. He said, "Both the fowls of the heaven and the beasts are fled. They are gone. And I will make Jerusalem dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without inhabitants." And so God is getting ready to do something because of the rebellion and the disobedience that is going on. He said in verse 12, "Who is the wise man that may understand this?" That is the question. God is asking us, do we understand what I'm saying, what he is saying, and who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken? Is God speaking to you they're doing, that he may be the, that he may declare it. For what the land perishes and is burned up like a wilderness that none pass through. And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I said before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein. Don't we see the laws of God are being forsaken? Don't we see the disobedience against the voice of God? Verse 14 says, but I have walked after, but they have walked after the imagination of their own hearts, and after Balaam, which their fathers, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed these people, even these people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. And we know that wormwood and gall is a bitter substance. And so God said, what I'm about to do is going to cause you to grieve. It's going to cause you some pain. It's going to cause you some suffering. He said, and I will scatter them along among from. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them, till I have consumed them. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye, and call for the mourning, call for the women that are not allowed to cry, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come. And so God is calling for women that know how to cry out, to know how to mourn before him. And he says, let them make haste. He said, hurry up, come women, and take up a wailing for us. We need to start wailing and crying out to God for the children. Cry out for the land. That's what God is saying to women tonight. That our eyes, this is verse 18, that our eyes may run down the tears, and our eyelids gushed out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confused. Don't you see, hallelujah, the spirit of confusion? Glory be to God by the things that are taking place in the earth. He said, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwelling have cast us out. Ye hear the word. Yes, verse 20 says, yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ears receive words of his mouth. Teach your daughters how to wail. Teach your daughters how to pray. Teach your daughters how to cry out. Hallelujah tonight. Teach them about the ways of God. And it says, and everyone her neighbor, lamentation. He said, not only keep it in your house. He said, but reach out to your neighbors. Teach them about the Lord. Teach them how to cry unto God. It is time to go next door. It is time to get from out of your bedroom. Get from out of our houses. Get from out of the sanctuary and go out there and find some people. Glory be to God. Verse 21 says, for death comes into our windows and is entered into our palaces to cut off the children. Hallelujah. Listen to what the word of God saying. Say death. The spirit of death comes into our windows. Hallelujah. And entered into our palaces to cut off the children from the house and the young men from the street. Don't we see the drive-by shooting? Don't we see, my God, death is coming through the window and people are just dropping dead? The young men are no longer safe to hang out on the street corner or be on the block. The Bible says they are cut off from without on the street. And so we've got to understand, God is saying it's time to do something. He said, just said the Lord, even the carcasses of these men shall fall as dung upon the open field as handful after the harvest men, and none shall gather them. You don't see dead bodies lying all over the place? Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, thus said the Lord, let not the wise men glory in his wisdom. Hallelujah. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. And so God is saying, all of them who glory in their riches and bragging and boasting of what the things that they have accumulated and the things that they have, he said, you're taking glory and bragging and boasting about the wrong thing. He said, if you want glory, glory in this thing here, that you understand me, that you know me. Hallelujah, tonight. He said that you need to know that I am the God that exercises loving kindness. I am a God of judgment. I am a God of righteousness. Hallelujah. In the earth. Hallelujah. He says, but the days, hallelujah, come, said the Lord, that I will punish all them with a circumcised, with the uncircumcised. He's talking about everybody. Glory be to God. Jeremiah kept showing his kindness, and Jesus Christ, God Almighty, keeps showing his love and kindness to Israel. Hallelujah. He's doing the same thing to us in this hour. But there are many in the body of Christ that take advantage of the love of God. Bless his name tonight. Jeremiah talks about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord cry in the air. And so God said, I need your ear. I need your attention. God told Jeremiah to go and cry in the air to remind him that he, my God, he was there when they were young. He was there when they used to run out to him in the land. Israel used to run to God when there was nothing. Hallelujah. In the nations, they turned to God. But now God has blessed the nations. Many nations have now been blessed. The people have now been blessed. And what they do, they turn their backs on God. And hallelujah, Jesus. They don't see the need, hallelujah, for God anymore. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Many people in many churches and nations forget when we used to struggle to make ends meet. But God called Jeremiah to remind them when it used to be holiness unto the Lord. In verse 3, it says, Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, said the Lord. And so as God was talking to Jeremiah, he said, Israel used to be holiness. There used to be holiness in the churches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then we used to put our trust and pay their tithes and offerings first before they decide to pay their bills. And God increased them and blessed them. And anyone that offended them, God said evil will come upon that person because the person has been faithful unto him. But now as we look around at the state and which the nations and the churches are in, it's so sad to see, glory be to God tonight, that there is no more holiness or righteousness in many of the churches and the nations. Bless the Lord. America have on their money that they trust in God. But do we really fully trust in God? People have turned their back on God and feel like they got what they have wanted, and then they don't need God anymore. Hallelujah, Jesus. They forget God said he given the power to get wealth. He said promotion comes from him. Glory be to God. And so people tend to forget that God is the one, hallelujah, who gave them what they have. In these verses, God is speaking to the families, which includes the children. He said, yeah, hear the word of the Lord in verse 5. He asked a God tonight, a question. He said, what iniquities have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and have walked after vanity and become vain? Glory be to God tonight. And so as we look around at this verse here in verse 5, God is saying people have become vain after they have become blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. And other God is saying, where have I sinned against you? Where have I gone wrong against you? It says, thus said the Lord, what iniquities have your fathers found in me that have gone far from me and walked after vanity and become vain? And so God is asking a question, what wrong have you found in me? Your desire is to walk up to the things of the world. Hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, glory to God. This is vanity and vexation of spirit. The things that you're looking to or running after have made you become vain and proud and don't see the need for me in your life. Hallelujah tonight. And verse 16, he says, we're in a time that people forget, but the Lord has brought them or where he has brought them from. He said, neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up of the land of Egypt, that led us to the wilderness, to a land of deserts and of pits, to a land of drought and a land of shadow of death, to a land that no man passed through and where no man dwells. And so we time where people forget, hallelujah, but the Lord has, where the Lord has brought them from. Hallelujah. He's telling us here, hallelujah, he's brought them out of plenty bad areas. A desert represents a place that, that nothing is there. He said pit. Pit represents cold and drought. Drought represents famine. He said, I brought you out of these things. Hallelujah. But he said, where have you put me? God is asking, what did they do with me? I have blessed them, but what's happening now? He's telling them, I brought you into a land that no one passed through, and then nobody lived, but yet you don't appreciate me. We have many people in the nations and in the churches have the same kind of attitude to what God has doing and said in their life. They become unthankful, ungrateful, my God. Just so many don't want to have anything to do with God at all, and some have the audacity to say that there is no God. His name. And verse 7, God reminds Israel that he was the one that brought them into a prosperous land where they had plenty to eat and drink. He said they became wealthy. And so many people are just like that. They become wealthy and they forget, hallelujah, when the country was nothing, when the country was down. And he said, now I bless them. They enter in, and what they do, they defile the land. The land has become an abominable place to live, as we can see all the perversion that is happening in the land. Glory be to God. There is no reverence for God, no respect, no fear, my God. Hallelujah for God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the sin has multiplied in this hour. Verse 8 said, the priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the Lord knew me not. Bless his name. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. So the word of God is showing us here tonight that those who are priests did not ask where God was. They were not about what was happening. They are being quiet and not speaking up about what is going on in the nations and in the churches. They are not asking, where is God? God is telling us here, those who handle the law didn't know him. They still don't know him. You have those that are the lawmakers that are responsible for putting laws in place to govern the land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In this last hour, people that don't know God are putting laws in place that God does not sanction. It goes against the word of God. It goes against the will of God. They are bringing in new laws and changing the law of God to please themselves and the people. Hallelujah. This is another wicked agenda of Satan, people of God. God, hallelujah. God said lawlessness will increase. As we just read earlier in the passage of scripture, glory to God, hallelujah. They're teaching, hallelujah, what they're teaching about in the schools. Everything that is against the word of God is now being magnified. Glory be to God. He said these people don't know him. He said the pastors also transgressed against him. The pastors are breaking the law of God, running the church the way they feel, and not according to the word of God. Bless his name. And you know many churches are not adhering to what God says in his word. There is no order, no restriction. Anything can happen. And the prophet, he said, prophesied lies by the spirit of Baal, by the spirit of delusion, deceitful, lying spirits. They are walking after things that do not benefit or profit them. As we look all around, there are prophets prophesying lies and running after material things, wealth, and the fashions of this world. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Prosperity and money, they're all caught up in the things of the flesh. So God here tells Jeremiah to remind not only the nations and the churches, but the priests and the prophets and the pastors that are messing up against God, hallelujah, in the churches. Those that are prophesying lies, my God, to gain benefit or to gain something from poor people who are ignorant to what they're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. In verse 9, glory be to God, God told Jeremiah that he's pleading with the parents. plead with you, said the Lord, and with your children's children that I plead. And so God is telling Jeremiah that he's pleading with the children and the grandchildren. He didn't leave anyone out. We have to realize, people of God, tonight, that this is the time God is talking to us concerning our children. Glory to God. We cannot take it lightly. Glory to God. We cannot afford to allow the wicked agenda that Satan has in the earth to infiltrate and contaminate the lives of the minds and the minds of our children and grandchildren. Not only our children alone, but God expects us to look out for our brothers and sisters' children as well. This last generation, glory to God, we need to watch out for them. God have many real prophets and ministers of the gospel, hallelujah, tonight, who are crying out against the sin and ungodliness, hallelujah. You have a lot of people, hallelujah, out there crying out against the rebellion and the disobedience, the disobedience that is taking place, hallelujah, in the churches and in the nation. Isaiah had a complete. Oh, glory to God tonight. Isaiah chapter 1, 1 and 2 says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. He said, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord had spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Glory to God tonight. God told Isaiah, glory to God, that he, hallelujah, is the one that brought up children. We are his children. We are his creation. But he said they have rebelled against him. Hallelujah. There was a cry here, which means God is trying to get the nations and the church's attention. He says, hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for God is speaking. He is, glory be to God, saying, give me your undivided attention. I have taken care of you. Bring you from nothing. Bring my God, bring you out of poverty and bring you out of lack. And now you have turned your back on me. God don't owe us nothing. All he is asking for is for us to walk in obedience. Hallelujah. He is asking the nations to remember that he is the one that is sending the blessing, glory be to God, on tonight. Don't we see this happening in the nation and in the churches where God has blessed so many and they have walked away and turned, hallelujah, against God? He is telling us everything in the earth and in the heaven, hallelujah, is supposed to be God. He said everything in heaven and in earth is paying attention to the voice of God except the people. God can get the heavens' attention. God can get the attention of the things that are happening. All the animals are giving God the attention. But what about the people? God, I'm looking for the attention of the people. Glory be to God tonight. Jeremiah chapter 2, 12 and 13 says, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, said the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken wells that cannot hold water. God is saying that this is the time to walk in fear because many of his people have forsaken him. Oh, God, which he calls evil. What is God saying here? In Isaiah, God told the heavens and the earth to listen. Now he's saying here to Jeremiah that the heavens should be astonished and horribly afraid and very desolate. If God is saying that the heavens should be afraid, what do you think he's trying to tell us? We should have a fear. We should become afraid of what is taking place in this last hour. God reminds us that he desires our satisfaction. Then he says, I am the well. I am the living water. I am your sister. He's saying, I love you. Hallelujah. God desires our satisfaction. He said, I will satisfy you. Oh, God, I will fill you with satisfaction. And he is the source of full satisfaction. He is all that we need. He alone can fully satisfy us. So don't turn aside to the things of this world today. We know Jesus is the living water. He is the only one that can quench this thirst. And so God said, you are forsaking me, the one that can quench your thirst. the one that can satisfy you. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 2, 29 to 35. Wherefore ye shall plead with me, all ye, said the Lord. God is saying here to tell us that there is a time coming that people will come and plead to him. He, my God, go shaman the Bahosa. He asked the question, why are you pleading with me? You are breaking my laws. You are rebelling against me. Did you, Bashando the Bahosa? You did what you feel like doing. So now why are you coming pleading to me? And this is the hour where you're going to find people turn to plead God. But it's going to be too late for many people. Too many people will wait till things get rough and hard, and God put them on the bed of affliction, or things get out of control, then they turn to God and plead for mercy. But God is saying here that you have transgressed against me. So why are you coming for me? When I called, you didn't hear me. When I pleaded with you, you did not answer me. Glory to God tonight. Jeremiah tells us here about the children in verse 30. He said, in vain have I smitten your children. In vain I have beaten your children. They received no correction. Your own sword had devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. And so Jeremiah tells us here about the children. God said he wasted his time dealing with our kids. And we know some of us have some rebellious kids. And some of our kids are going through some things and have been through some things like prison and in gangs and in violence. And they're being shut out and everything is happening. But they refuse to receive correction. Your own children sometimes don't listen to you. Don't correct. Some people don't even correct their children when they need the correction. They don't want to be corrected. So we just leave them alone to do what they feel like doing. This is a generation, people of God tonight, that think they know it all and no one can tell them anything. God is saying they don't even have, my God, even Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when he deals with them, they don't try to change. Glory be to God tonight. So, my son, the Bahosiah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So how much more will they listen or take correction from their own natural parents? God is speaking tonight that it's time to get it right. He said, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Hallelujah. And that's verse 31. God is asking this generation, what do I mean to you? You have telling God, we are our own boss. We don't need you. We will only call you when we get in trouble. We will only call on you when things get hard. Can the Bible says in verse 32, can a maid or a bride forget her ornaments, or a bride forget her attire? Can a maid forget the bridesmaid forget her ornaments, and the bride forget her dress, her attire? He said, but yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why is thy trimmest thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also called the wicked one thy way. What is God saying? God asked them, is a woman getting married, will she forget her dress? We all know the dress is the most important thing for a woman on her wedding day. She dressed to impress on what she sees as the biggest day. She forget her dress. Can the bride maid forget to put on the things that they supposed to put on to be in the wedding? He asked them another question. Why trimmest your way to look for love? This means he was asking them, why are you doing so much good things or writing to look for love? And you know, the bride is looking for love. The bride is looking for her own way, so she's going to dress the best. Or why are you looking to express your love for your desires, but not for him? He is asking, why do we go all out when it comes, glory be to God, to showing love to a natural person, but we don't go all out to show how much we love him. Hallelujah. He told them that his people are teaching the the way they treat the things of God and how so many will go all out for the things that please themselves but will not do it for God and his kingdom. What do we expect the wicked to do who is looking at us? What do we expect them to think who is watching the way we go all out for ourselves? But when it comes to God, how do we treat God? In these verses, God told Israel, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, it's time to get it right. He said, in your skirt is found blood, the blood of the mighty God, the poor, innocent one. He said, I found it not by secret search, but upon all these, hallelujah, tonight. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. God was telling Israel that they were responsible for shedding the blood of poor, innocent people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is because they were taking part in human sacrifices along with the other nations. God is telling us here that he didn't have to search for the poor, innocent souls because their blood is being shed, just as Abel's blood cried out from the ground when Cain killed Abel. And so God said, I see the blood of the innocent people that is crying out to me. The same thing is happening right now. In fact, it is even worse. It seems as if nothing is being done. He's saying it is time to reach out, because if we don't, we will have blood on our hands. And so God is saying it's time. Glory be to God tonight to get up and get out. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. God said in verse 17, seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Hallelujah. The children gather wood and the father kindle the fire and the women knead dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven. Hallelujah. And to pour out drink offering unto other gods that they may provoke me to anger. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, Pray not for these people, neither lift up a cry. Hallelujah. He said, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. And verse 19 says, do they provoke me to anger? Said the Lord, do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore, thus said the Lord, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out, oh my God, tonight upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon the trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and not be quenched. So God is saying, stop praying for people that are operating in the spirit of rebellion and disobedience, people that are dealing with idolatry. Hallelujah. He's saying here in Jeremiah, don't lift up a cry or a prayer for them. Glory be to God. Don't make no intercession to me for them, for I will not hear you. He says, don't you see what they are doing, my God, in the cities, in the street? Don't be looking around and see the bloodshed, the violence, and the murder. Hallelujah. The massacre of a whole fire, the perversion that is in the street, in the nation. We don't see, my God, the idolatry that is being committed. Hallelujah. They haven't service unto Satan. Big, my God, big idols they are making to worship the devil, and it's in the street, parading the streets. Right now, I learned, hallelujah, that they're getting ready to host a parade or a thing right down here in bondage for Satan, the LGBTQ, whatever they mean. They're planning and having a parade right down here, but we bind that devil in Jesus' name, hallelujah, tonight. We can't look around and see other worshipers, hallelujah, that are, what are they doing? In the nation, God is looking for true worshipers. He's looking for true, genuine people. Hallelujah, Jesus, that are bold enough to get out in the streets. Hallelujah, and tell it like it is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. What is Jeremiah meaning here in the scripture by the women, the baking cakes to the queen of heaven in the field or out of the neighboring forest, not little children, but young men who were in the field, were able to cut trees and bear and carry the burden of wood. And the father would kindle the fire. That's what they were doing. Hallelujah tonight. They take the wood of their children and lay it in order and of what their children did. Hallelujah. And what they did was by their direction and order. And the women need the dough. Hallelujah. So when the fathers were given the children instructions to go get wood to burn these wood for the queen of heaven, they approve. How many fathers tonight see your children doing something wrong and approving of what they're doing and not correcting it? God said that's what the fathers were doing, and so that every age and sex was employed in the nation back then and at this adulterous services. Glory be to God, which is, we listen to the word of God. The Bible says the mothers would make this dough, this cake, for the queen of heaven. And so this represents some type of corruption was ruined. Then you see people doing that and don't think your whole family becomes corrupt. God deals with the family, not just with one person. And so God is saying it's time to get it right. These people was making preparation to make cake for the queen of heaven. Hallelujah. And the moon. The moon, my God, which rules by the night, and the sun, which rules by the day. And this was the worship of the heathens back then, whom the Jews imitated. Some render it to the work of the workmanship of heaven. That is to the whole host of heaven. So these people were dealing with the sun, the moon, and the stars. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God had a problem with it. God had a problem. When you talk about the star of heaven, it is some great star in the heaven called the Queen of Heaven. That's what they call it. And think they were making cake to start. Glory be to God. And so God said, I am going to deal with you. I'm going to get your undivided attention because we have people doing a lot of these things in the land. In Amos chapter 5 and 26, it says, but ye have borne the tabernacle of your Molech and Chion, your image, the stars of your God which you made to yourself. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And so God is telling us here, so way back then, they were doing these things, worshiping idols. And as we look at it, this thing has intensified. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so God is saying, it's time to get it right. Who is the Queen of Heaven? The Queen of Heaven was the goddess whose worship Jeremiah so vehemently opposed, may have been possibly Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth is the name of a goddess as known from the northwestern Semitic region. Origin and function with the goddess Ishtar in Mesopotamia. And so they worked together. And so these what these people were doing to this goddess, bless his name. And so God was angry with them. God was tired of the mess. God was telling them it's time to get it right. It's time to get it together. And God was speaking to Jeremiah and telling them, tell these people before I destroy them to get it right. Hallelujah. This passage like God today. Hallelujah. If you read Jeremiah chapter 7, 21 to 20, 28, it says this passage, most of the book of Jeremiah, as we read it, deals with God being angry with Israel. The first portion of the passage tells us about God warning against placing rituals and tradition as more important than obedience to the voice of God. However, many people are guilty of this very same sin. Many people in the body of Christ dealing with rituals and traditions that they put before God and it seems to be more important to them than God. Do we ever put our traditions and practices of obedience to the voice of God? I know a lot of us used to do it, and some of us have been delivered, but there are some people in the body of Christ still put rituals and tradition above what God is saying in this hour. I think many people are doing this in the body of Christ, people of God tonight. In fact, I think many people are bowing down, my God, to many practices and doctrines that are far more rooted in culture and tradition than in the scriptures. Glory be to God. As ministers of the church, much of our responsibilities lie in finding the area where we as the church are not obeying the voice of God and speaking the truth in the body of Christ. This may be difficult for a lot of people. This may be something a lot of people don't care to deal with, because some of the ministers, if you look at them, are often worse culprits. Some of them dealing with injustice and legalism and rising human tradition over the commandments of God. These things are happening in the church and in the body of Christ. Hallelujah, God. This is a time that is difficult to go out there and preach, because you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be, my God, more. Hallelujah. But this is a time God is saying the nations are in trouble, and I need you to go out there. Bless his name. Isaiah chapter 1 and 3 said, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know me. My people does not consider. Jeremiah 8 and 7 says, yea, the stock in heaven knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the queen and the swallow observe the time of her coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. And so God says his people lack the sense that even the domestic animals know. The domestic animals recognize and that God is their maker. The ox and the donkey know that God is their master. But God is saying his people, Israel, did not know that God was their master. They did not treat him like there was that he was their master. You have a lot of people doing this right now. Don't realize that he is their creator. Don't realize that he is their master. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so they're doing a lot of things, not only in the nations, but in the church. And God said in Isaiah, as I'm closing this, 1 and 4, it says, our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? That's a question God is asking. Why should I have to deal with the church anymore? Why should I have to deal with disobedient and rebellious people anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. He said the whole head is sick, from the head to the body. Hallelujah tonight. Jeremiah 5:3-9, it says, O Lord, and not thine eyes upon the truth. Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They refuse to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. Bless his name tonight. He said, I will get me unto the great man. God said, but since the people, the local people are not listening, he said in verse 5, I will get me to the great man, and I will speak unto them, for they have known my way. They have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God, but these have all together broken the yoke and bust the bond. He said, even though I turn to those who should know better, he said, but they have disappointed me. They have, I don't see any change in them. Hallelujah, Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, God. And verse 7, he says, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed idolatry and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's house for their idolatry. They were fed horses in the morning. And so God said, even the children, hallelujah, God, have turned their backs on God. And if we know and we look around, we know that this is the most difficult time, it seems like, for our children to get saved. It seems like this is the most difficult time for people in general to get saved. And so God is saying here tonight, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, and give ear unto the Lord, you people of Gomorrah. Hallelujah. And we know what Gomorrah deals with. Glory be to God. God say, hear his word tonight. That's Isaiah chapter 1 and 10. He said, the rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so we are dealing in the time where the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is released in the earth. And so God is saying tonight that it's time to get it together. It's time to said, turn to him. He said, I don't want sacrifices if it is from your heart. I don't need you to make no sacrifices to me. I don't need you to appear before me if your sacrifice isn't real. Hallelujah, Jesus. God asked Judah, what is the reason that you're bringing me so much sacrifices? What is the reason why you're making so much sacrifices? Is he pleased with the sacrifices that we are making today, people of God? Let us examine ourselves to see if the sacrifices we are making, is God pleased with it? Pleased with the sacrifice of praise that we are giving him? Is he pleased with the way we worship? That is a sacrifice. Taking time up to pray, that is a sacrifice. Spending time with God alone is a sacrifice. But is he pleased with what we are doing? The question he asked him is, what is the multitude of your sacrifice unto me? What is the purpose why you are sacrificing unto God tonight? And so God wants us to be real. Hallelujah. He wants us to be genuine. And don't matter how much sacrifice we are making for God, if we are walking in disobedience and rebellion, which is a sin of witchcraft, our sacrifice don't mean nothing to God, especially when it comes to leadership. We are not obeying leaders if we are not obeying God's word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whether we like it or not, God said we need to obey. Hallelujah, the leaders, glory be to God. That is important. So what God showed me in the vision is that there was a highly disrespectful spirit toward leadership, glory be to God. And so God is asking us to get it right. He said, then our minds, our souls, and our spirits, and our bodies are cleansed. Hallelujah, Jesus. When these attributes that define our characters and the quality that we need to be seen as God's people, then we will begin to see the hand of God move. Then he began, he said, and this is a prayer of sanctification. As I close, he said, David said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash shall be whiter than snow. He said, if you be willing, in Psalms 1 and 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, he said, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And so God has spoken, hallelujah, to us. And he said, it's time, glory be to God, for us to get it right. Hallelujah, it's time to line up. It's time for confession. It's time for repentance in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He said, let him think that he stand. He said, take heed to you, because Paul, because some people, they think they have it all together. They don't think they need to repent. They don't think they need to do it. Hallelujah, but God is saying, from the pulpit to the pew, hallelujah, God, there needs to be a spirit of repentance, genuine repentance. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God, help us tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God looking for us to be like Jeremiah. It's time to cry. Cry out over our children. Cry out for the nations. Cry out for the churches. Cry out, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. God, I seal your word tonight. I thank you for your word tonight. Let the word, oh God, be manifested in this hour, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you may take heed to your word, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that you may turn, so that we won't stand in the way of sinners, and we won't sit in the seat of the scornful. God, help us as the body of Christ to walk in unity, to walk in oneness, God, to walk in love, God, because we're better and stronger together. In the name of Jesus, help us to put away the things that defile us, oh God, and the things that are separating us from the love of God. Oh God, I thank you tonight, for I know that there are real people. I know that there is a remnant that is walking upright, a remnant that is living holy, that you're raising up, Lord God, that will cry aloud and spare not. They will show your people their sin and the house of Israel their transgressions. God, I thank you tonight. And I praise you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I seal every word. And I seal, God, your word in every shanda. Tonight, people of God, as God has spoken, he's trying to get our undivided attention. He's looking for our undivided. Sometimes we may think that we are giving God our undivided attention, but God is saying there is something, not in everybody, because I know that there are some faithful people, but there are so many in the body of Christ that are being distracted and running after so many things rather than God. And so God is talking to those that are rebelling and disobeying his word. He said, time. Because tomorrow is not promised. You don't know where the dead angel is. You don't know if you have tomorrow. Don't put off repentance, people of God. If you're not saved, don't put off repentance. You don't know what will happen in the next hour, in the next minute. You don't know what will happen, how the attack can take you. You can drop there. Anything can happen. But so God is saying, now turn to me. Give me your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen tonight. Amen, people of God. We have heard the word on tonight. We have heard the word again on tonight, people of God, and the Lord is looking for holiness. Amen. He's looking for holiness, people of God. Bring us back, amen, as she was, amen, going forth. And she began to talk about the love of God, and I begin to think about, amen, this old cliche, it might have been an old song, and it talks about how people are looking for love in all the wrong places, all the wrong places, looking for love, looking for fulfillment, looking for, amen, that thing that will fulfill them and give them joy. And people of God, true joy, true joy, true love, and we already know it, it comes from God. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. The Lord is calling us to repentance, people of God. Genuine repentance he's calling us to. So we give God thanks. We pray that you heed the call on tonight. We pray that you heed the call on tonight, this word that has come forth unto the people of God. Yet again, people of God, this word plumbing the line, as they say, trimming the fat, amen, getting off the excess, those things that will hinder us, those things that will slow us down, those weights, amen, glory to God, and that excess weight that's holding us down. But we thank God for the word on tonight, for this word come. People of God, it has come to help us, one, to see ourselves, amen, and two, that we would have, again, the spirit of discernment so that we won't be deceived by the things that we are seeing going on in the church, amen, so that we will not be deceived. People of God, there's so much that's going on that's not of God, not like God, but people of God, we want the Lord to hold us, to lead God and direct us, not just to truth, but as the scripture declares, unto all truth. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. How many thank God for holding this on tonight? How many truly thank God for holding this on tonight? And even so, woman of God, I look, amen, we go out on Facebook and look and we see, amen, so much compromise that holiness doesn't even look like what it used to look like. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They used to tell us that the Lord will beautify you with holiness. And truly, that is true, people of God. Amen. That the true radiance and the glory of God will shine forth out of these earthen vessels. Amen. But we, again, pray that you heed the call on tonight. Heed the call, people of God. Heed the call on tonight. God is searching. God is looking. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Those that he can name his name upon and call them his own. And we pray on tonight, people of God, that you have made up your mind that you will be one of them that the Lord is looking for. So we give God thanks and praise tonight for the woman of God Thank you again, woman of God, for availing yourself, amen, Jesus, to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Such a blessing, always such an inspiration to so many. And we thank God for you for declaring the unadulterated word of God, the word of God, amen, uncut, without compromise, amen, not taking out what that should not be taken out of, not adding that should not be added. But we thank God, amen, again for this word. Thank God for you, woman of God. People of God, listen, you can get a copy of this broadcast, and as you know, it's absolutely free. Amen. We'll certainly get it to you as quickly as possible. Amen, Jesus. We listen. We got a backlog now. But listen, people of God, just bear with us. We will get those copies to you. But in the meantime, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, certainly you can dial 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Also, you can dial us, reach us, text us, I'm sorry, at 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. You can get your copy. Amen. Text us and let us know that you would like to have your copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Or any of the broadcasts. Now, listen, people of God, amen. If you're not downloading a copy, you can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network page, our PNN page. And there, people of God, we try to house all of our messages. Glory to God. Sometimes some of them don't quite make it there. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. But the majority are there. And you can get your copy. Listen as often as you want. And that's on our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Amen. Also, you can go to our prayer group, the New Riot Prayer Group 52. As well, we do house our broadcast on both of those platforms. Amen. If you do not have Facebook, people of God, certainly you can Google, glory be to God, Google the Prayer News Network. Amen. And once you do that, you have access to our link for radio listeners, those that do not have Facebook that you would like to listen by radio. Those are the ways, people of God, that we can get copies out to you. Again, we thank God for you. Thank you for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network. Always, we thank God, amen, for you. We realize there's so much that you could be doing that you've elected not to do, and you thought it not robbery than to come here and celebrate with us. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless each of you. Woman of God, we thank God for you again for availing yourself. People of God, let's look unto the Lord on behalf of this woman of God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you. Oh God, we magnify you tonight for this word. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for this prepared word for prepared people. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for open ears and open heart to be able to receive your word as declared by your servant on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. We're asking that you would bless her in ways unknown in the precious name of Jesus. Father, open doors. Glory to God. Open doors unto her. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you open the door, oh God, that the enemy shut. But Father, you open it on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your servant now. We're asking that you would bless her. We're asking that you would bless her. Bless her on tonight. Father, bless her. Glory be to God. Do a new thing in her life, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move. for her, oh God. Move, oh God, her innermost heart's desire. We're asking that you would move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that you would move, make ways, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Do it tonight, Father. Lead God and direct your servant in the way that you would have her to go. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you now. We thank you for the word that you place within her for your people. We give you thanks. We give your praise. Father, we do give you honor and glory for these things. In the precious name of Jesus, bless her family. Bless her ministry, we pray. In the name of Jesus, go, God, in everything that concerns her, everything that she's committed unto you. Father, we're asking that you would bless now. In the precious name of Jesus, her very heart's desire, we pray unto her. In the precious name of Jesus, glory to God, Father, hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her, oh, glory to God. Cover her in your shed blood. Cover her, and she shall be covered. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. On tonight. Amen, Jesus. We give God thanks. We give him praise again. Amen. For you, woman of God, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for your longstanding commitment. Amen. To be here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we're thanking God for you for, amen, Jesus, not only being on the roster, amen, Jesus, but participating and doing your part. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, woman of God, we turn the platform back over to you. Amen, Jesus, for final remarks and for the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Bless the name of the living God. God bless you, Evangelist, for being
God, that you would bless them.
God, that your word will take root in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. Father God, that we would obey your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be blessed in this last hour. Cover us now with your shed blood. Hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Ha! Oh, Holy Ghost, fire tonight. Let no weapon formed against us prosper, Lord. Oh, God, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you would cover our children with the blood of Jesus in the schoolhouses, cover their minds from being contaminated and infiltrated by the evil, perverted, demonic forces that have been released in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Cover God. When we go out and when we come in with the blood of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the angels that are assigned to keep us safely day and night in the name of Jesus. Some of those may be going to work now, whatever time it is in your area or in your nation, bless them tonight and cover them and keep them safe on the dangerous highway. Hallelujah. Tonight in Jesus' name. And people of God, go away and be blessed, knowing that God is with you. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's going to pay you according to your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, people of God. We again thank God, my God, so much to you for you to go back and look up and read over and skim over, people of God. So tonight, don't forget to get your copy. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Thank God for you, and we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.